Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the greatest, how tolerant would you rate yourself? Tolerant of what, you might immediately ask, thinking of politics, religion, sports, or intelligence. Most of us think of ourselves as being quite tolerant. And certainly, if we are in the minority, we demand tolerance and respect as a kind of sacred right. But the deeper issue evokes another question. Should you be tolerant at all? Woe, you may be thinking, wondering if today's commentary is a plea for greater tolerance or a bigoted voice for intolerance. Okay, before you decide, think for a moment of the impact of what Wendell Willkie wrote a generation or so ago. He said, quote, "No man has a right to treat any other man tolerantly, for tolerance is the assumption of superiority." That phrase, "the assumption of superiority," is the key to the whole issue. He's really saying that when you are tolerant of others, you think of yourself as being superior to them. Yet in what you think of as the largeness of your spirit, you won't condemn them. He says that tolerance means you really look down on them. Is he right? When every person is on equal footing, nobody looks down on anybody. Under communism, there was a saying that all people are equal, but some are more equal than others. It meant that party officials would get the best food, the best drink, the best housing, and yes, the best cars. Yet everyone was equal. If God considers us to be equal, and I believe He does, then should not God's children adopt the attitude of their father and put prejudice aside once and for all? True, yet the world as it always is and the way that it should be are pretty far apart. The reality is that we as believers are often as guilty of prejudice and intolerance as anyone else. Baptists look down on Pentecostals, and Presbyterians know they are superior to both, while Episcopalians tower above the whole spectrum of other groups, yet are viewed by Catholics as slightly lower than they are. What causes this attitude? In one word, it is pride, something that ought not to be the part of the thinking of any Christian. "For who makes you different from anyone else?" asked Paul when he wrote to the Corinthians, condemning them for their willful pride. Then he asked, "What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?" Prejudices are the outward manifestation of an inward condition of the heart, which is called pride. And if there is one negative mental attitude which God uniformly condemns, it is pride. Warren Wiersbe wrote, "In his pride, Moses lost his temper and was kept out of the promised land. Pride kept Joshua from seeking God's will at Ai, and he lost the battle. King Nebuchadnezzar's pride turned him into an animal, and Peter's pride led to his denial of Christ." While the price tag attached to pride is a high one, there's good news. Should you take time to make a study of the 62 references to pride found in the Bible, you will learn that men and women can repent of their pride, and with repentance comes humility of heart and a spirit which God answers. Do you remember I asked you to evaluate your tolerance? Where would you rate yourself in relationship to how God rates it? It's perspective that really counts.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.